Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
93.1 The Wolf. It's Friday, and it's First Responder Friday. Every Friday, we salute a different first responder. From your nominations, I have Sherry on the phone, who's nominated Audrey Quigley. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on. Your first responder nominee was Audrey Quigley. Why did you nominate Audrey?
You know, picking one person is hard, but Audrey is special to me for the fact that she saved my dad's life. Been about a year ago, and all first responders need to be recognized, as you do every week, I know, but Audrey Quigley just came special to me. I've gotten to know her over the last year, and just an awesome person, and dedicates her career to what I know is needed out there. There's not enough of them.
Sherry, as you've gotten to know Audrey over the last year, and as we know, she works for Alamance EMS, but EMS in general takes a very special person because they see a lot of things. What have you found that Audrey is just... has a very selfless personality, and how does she display that? What have you learned about her in the last year?
I have gotten to know her over the last year, and they all are selfless. To do what they do on a daily basis is just amazing. Going above and beyond what I know that they have to do or should do. They followed up with my dad in the ER, you know, and when she walked in and her partner was with her, and they made that comment, "You shouldn't be here right now," you know, because yeah. It's just miracles that they work on the way to the hospital. And, you know, as soon as they get to, you know, on the scene of whatever's going on, you know, they just know it just, I think it's, they just know what to do. They got to get in there and do it regardless of what's going on, whether they know you or not. And I did not know her before this. And it was real coincidental how we even come together again. It was through kids that we saw each other, and I'm like, she looks familiar, you know? And wow. Then I realized that's who's in the picture that saved my dad, you know?
If you don't mind me asking, what were the circumstances behind her saving your dad? What happened?
He was unconscious at the house. He quit breathing. He died a couple times, according to what they told me on the way to the ER. She had to drill something in his leg. I'm not even sure that, I mean, whatever it was she did, it saved his life. And he now has a pacemaker, a defibrillator, and he just had that redone as well. I mean, he's been through a rough, you know, year or so, and but I guess he just stopped breathing. They just reacted. It's not a heart attack, but he just quit breathing.
It's amazing that under that kind of pressure that somebody, you know, Audrey, able to think, react, know, okay, take control of the situation. And know, okay, we need to do this, this, and this. When this happens, like, we can do this. So it is really just an amazing feat for our EMS workers who are able to react so quickly and with the right answers.
Just to walk in on a situation and, you know, people are hysterical in their own mind, not knowing what to tell you what's going on other than to find him. You know, he was a diabetic, but everything happened at one time. So with all that chaos and to come in and knowing what you need to do and, you know, to say that he quit breathing a couple times going to the hospital and, you know, for them to come in and see that he's still there, she says a lot of times it doesn't work out that way. And, you know, he did whatever they did and with God's will, it helped. And it did what they needed to be done. So,
well, we appreciate
you. She's just an awesome person, as they all are. You know?
We appreciate you taking the time to nominate Audrey Quigley for First Responder. And she is First Responder of the Week. So thank you to you. And also thank you to Audrey for all that she does. We appreciate you sharing her story, Sherry.
Thank you. And thank you for all you guys do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.